You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. I hope everybody had a great week. I am Maria from AskMariaNow.info. My phone number is 640-208-1014. So I hope everybody had a really great week. I know these last couple of weeks I've had some trying times, and a loved member of our family has gotten very sick. And last week I talked about, you know, having that faith, and even in the darkest hour, just having that little spark of light that comes through from the divine. And, you know, we all at some points in our life experience that. But tonight I wanted to talk about something else that really was important too during that time. And it's the friendships that hold you together during these hard times, right? And I feel that a lot of people lost a lot of those connections, especially with social media and your phone. You're texting, you're not speaking, you're not interacting. I was always blessed because of my career. I was a national educator for a big hair company, and it was all about connections. I traveled, I met beautiful people, their acquaintances. But the core of what I think is important in everybody's life is to have that 1, 2, 3 support people that are really, you know, you ride and die people. You got to drop everything, and you don't have to talk to these people every day. They are just there for you when you need them. And there's that camaraderie that you have that it brings peace. And it's such a priceless gift that many times we don't acknowledge, or we don't call the person and say, hey, I really appreciate you. And making these people in our lives that are really close to us, you know, feel important and value them. And I think tonight's a great night to think about whatever situation you're in, to really start talking about and thinking about your friends that you have and who you're going to talk with. You know, friendship is not always the best connections. We meet people that come and they go. But the ones that really hold strong to you are the ones that don't always have to speak. And I want to thank God for the few that I have that carried me through the hardest part of my life that I've had over the last couple of weeks. And I realized that my emotional safety that they provided to me was a great blessing. And that's why I want to bring this to attention to anybody that tonight is going through a different, difficult time and who needs that one person. I hope someone's out there that grabs a hold of you and say, hey, checking in. Hey, need you. Just, you need to talk about something. It's so important. And like I mentioned earlier, I think that the social media part that we are all obsessed with, the AI and all this, especially the younger generations, they've truly lost a lot of the human touch, the human compassion, the actual talking and feeling of another human being. They're so busy on their phones and there's no emotion to that. And that's the sad part. I mean, I think the phone and social media and all that's fantastic. I think it holds its place. But I also thought in the interim of our growth, we did lose so much of humanity and what we should emotionally feel for anybody. So I hope if you know somebody that's going through something, or there's a friend of yours that really needs a hand, just pick up the phone and ask them, or stop by, or send something over. I mean, I was offered so many beautiful things while I was in the hospital and visiting my loved one that I was there a lot. And I will tell you, it was the most priceless things to have people like that in my life. Okay, so now on to our readings. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Christina.
How are you, Christina?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, honey. What's going on?
I want to inquire about my love life. I'm currently single. I'll be 40 in July. I was actually wondering if this guy, Anthony, I haven't spoke to him since August, will be coming back in my life at all.
Okay, sure. Let's take a look at that. So, Anthony, be coming back into her life at all. Dear Spirit, please connect to the energy of you soon. Okay. You know, he has thought a few times about picking up the phone and just like checking in. I feel he, you know, he's in conflict with the relationship. He doesn't know what he wants, basically. He's not sure if this could last a long time. And there's the moon card, and that usually tells me there were things that there was dishonesty or things that he didn't call out to you, or maybe you didn't trust something 100%. But I do feel at some point that you are going to get past this, and I'll tell you why. I do see a new relationship surfacing in your life. I want to say mid to end of summer, I do feel you will be attending something and someone will show up. I also feel that it's almost an interaction with a bunch of people that you know. As far as he's concerned, I can't say that you wouldn't hear from him at some point, but I just feel it's more of like, you know, I'm going to check in, see how everything's going, maybe talk a little bit. But as far as it being a healthy reconciliation, I'm sad to say, you know, I don't really feel that coming. I feel there's someone else out there that's going to be showing up in your life, and you're not going to give this three thoughts after that, to be honest.
Okay. That makes sense. No, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Like, I tell you, the good thing is going to happen. So you do meet somebody who is actually very nice looking. I mean, he's very charismatic. He captures your attention. He's got a good heart. He's very compassionate. This is a person that will stand on your side, not in front of you, not in back of you. You're not his mother. You're not any of that. This man is a man that enjoys relationship. I feel that he was raised. He seems to have a family of a lot of sisters and a mother that, and they were strong women. His mother's a strong woman, so she may have been divorced and raised these girls with him. And she taught him a lot. And being around that female energy also, that he learned how to treat women, and he has a lot of respect. And I love that in a man today, because a lot of them fall short, you know. And I love that for you. And I feel that this person is definitely a soulmate. And, you know, soulmates come in for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. This one will be your lifetime partner. I feel you have a lot of great energy, and you're really truly aligned to where you're supposed to be in life with him. New friends, new connections, you know. You got the strength card. So he makes you feel strong when you feel weak. You bounce off of each other, you know. And I love that for you, because you're going to be really happy. Next year at this time, you will definitely be in a serious, committed relationship with this person.
Okay. Sounds good. I look forward to 2027. Sounds good. Thank you.
What birth sign are you, honey?
I'm a Cancer.
Sensitive, intuitive, smart. And you need that home base. You need that. You're ready for it, honey. And you're going to have it.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm looking for marriage. I want to have children and family. I don't have that. And that's what I'm looking for.
That's going to come to you. I don't want you to worry about that. That's going to come to you. This person that's coming into your life is going to be very like-minded like you. And, you know, and I love the fact, because Cancers need nurturing, and you're a nurturer at heart, right? So the energy is going to bounce off of. You're a nurturer at heart, and you're going to bring a lot of love into the family you create, you know, dog, kids, whatever you want. I do see a lot of happiness coming to you. I think you've been there and done it, and you're really ready now. It really shows a point of, I love the Ten of Cups, and I just got to show you this card, because it's such a beautiful card. It's a card of like happiness and family and love, and you're going to resonate with this person. And I love the fact that he has a great career. He's financially secure. So, I mean, this is like your dream. must have been thinking about him for a while. You must have put your thoughts out there, manifesting him, and keep manifesting him. I believe in that. Always ask God to send you your divine partner so you could be happy. Is there anything else you'd like?
Will he be older or younger than me?
No, I feel as your it's not showing me an age difference. So it's either your age or maybe a little bit older, but not something to say there's a big gap.
Okay, gotcha. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was a pleasure meeting you, sweetheart. You keep in touch.
All right, awesome.
Okay. Bye, honey. And that's what I love when people have nice endings and they've waited and they've been there and done that. We never let go of the past sometimes when we want that security in a relationship. And I love when I get readings like this because there is always hope and there is always somebody out there for you. And this young lady is going to have what she wants and really be happy. So I hope everybody has a great week. And if there's any questions and you kind of want a reading, you could always reach me at 640-208-1014. Have a great night.